Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the French Connection. Today's date is the 9th day of July, 2009, a Thursday. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you all here with me for another most important broadcast. We are, as usual, going to be moving through a lot of different subject matter today, and I couldn't be more happy to have my returning guest, Ogner, or Noel, with me, who has been taking care of family matters for about 5 or 6 days, and couldn't be happier to have him back in the battle over here. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've been looking around here. It seems to me that the cat's out of the bag in almost every market that I've looked in. It doesn't matter if it's Asia, Europe, or America, South America. It doesn't matter. People are starting to figure out that Zionism is the cause of our problem and that Israel was the vehicle that Zionists used to destroy this world that we live in. Now, granted, ladies and gentlemen, Zionism is a new... it's the latest incarnation of this crime gang, albeit that they are only 115 years old, 110 years old, Zionism. But the same crime gang goes back in time for several hundred years, and this latest push has really happened in the last 40 to 50 years. You know, I was talking to my wife here about driver's licenses and the rest of it and how difficult it is now in France to get a driver's license for people and so forth. One of the things that people don't remember because they're not old enough, but when I was a young boy and I got my driver's license, you weren't even required to have car insurance back in my childhood. That was optional to get car insurance. It was optional to do a lot of things. I mean, the big government had not fully jumped down everyone's throat when I was a young man. And I have witnessed in my lifetime my world go from semi-free, because already they had put in a lot of control points that they are using today by the time I was a young man. But it is far worse than anything I can even describe to a young person. It's unbelievable how much difference there is in our world from my youth till now. And so it's the proverbial frog in the pot of boiling water. You know, they bring the temperature up slowly and nobody really realizes how much they've lost. Well, I remember clearly what I've lost, and I really believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the rest of the world is waking up to it too. So I'm going to bring my guest up for this hour of discussion here. His name is Ogner. He has Information Underground website. You can sign up over there, and it may take a little time for you to get accepted, especially if you sign up with names that are bizarre or weird or whatever. If you want to be accepted, be straight up and upfront with your request, and you'll probably get in pretty quickly. But a lot of activity on his website. In fact, it's growing in leaps and bounds because people want to know what the discussion is on world Zionism and what this crime gang is all about. So I'm going to bring him up right now. Ogner, are you with me?
Hi, Doug. Nice to be on.
Well, it's great that you're back. You got a little bit of sun and shine and a little coastline, a little swimming pool. How you feel?
Well, I feel good, nice and, you know, nice and relaxed, rested. Few extra days I wasn't planning on with family. It was nice to hang out with family, little kids, and you know, I'm an expert now on Peppa Pig and Scooby Doo, and you know, having to watch all the TV show Peppa. I remember Mr. Men is another one, which is funny. I was kind of walking out the kids in the morning, who would watch DVDs. And they had one on called Mr. Men. I'd never heard of it before. So you have Mr. Grumpy and Mr. Tall, and you know, it goes on and on and on. And they didn't pay any attention. The kids were happy. They're all looking at it, you know, laughing and joking. And the commentator, the guy that was actually doing all the talking, and I kind of walked past the TV, and I said, "Shit, I know who that is." I couldn't put a name on him, I said to my sister, "You know, when is this from?" She said, "Oh, it's from the '60s or the '70s," and it was a guy, the guy that was doing all the narrator was a guy that was in Dad's Army. And this is a time when Darren was looking at us. So I got Mr. Mannering in Dad's Army. A lot of people of our age that know British television would be aware of what that character was. that the cartoons are very, very simple. And if you look at where we were, we didn't have any English speaking channels, but we did have some foreign language channels that had cartoons on. And the equivalent cartoons of today, you know, in 30 years, now are killing everyone, lasers, and, you know, chopping people up and stuff. And this is a kid TV. So, you know, it goes into the point that the yep. control grid is coming along in your lifetime. There's a few years, a 10 or 12 yep. year difference between the two of us. Yep. And, you know, going down, my sister's a few years younger than I am. And we were just talking about, the changes, the overall changes from when we were...
You know, here I come to save the day, you know, simple stuff.
Very, very, very simple stuff. I know blood and gore everywhere and shooting and you know, whatever all these other cartoons are on about. There always seem to be Japanese characters and you know, they have names on them and whatever. That kids are, the type of TV that we're looking at is more violent. You have more violence, you're going to have more crime. You have more crime, you're going to have more people arrested. Have more people arrested, you need more jails. Yada, yada, yada. And we have our FEMA camps. So... also part of the programming, Darrell, that we've been programmed most of our lives while we were absolutely oblivious to Zionism and to the World Banking Jury that have controlled the planet for at least four centuries. These people have been, times have accelerated and we're learning faster, but if we go back through the centuries, these people have absolutely had total control, and on a kind of a separate game to the rest of us, they were planning on, you know, mass population. Well, not, I won't say mass population or depopulation, which is probably the plan now. But ways of controlling it, you know, prior to having electricity in the home and having TVs and especially internet, where we have nearly not everyone on the planet, but we have a very, very large part of the planet now that are hooked in some means or form to the internet. And with all these new telephone devices, and you can get your emails and songs and listen to radio, and they're all coming into. So basically, I presume 40 to 50% of the planet are completely are hooked into the internet in one way or shape or form. And yep. they did not have this control over the centuries, but now they do have, and we are kind of figuring out, you know, what has been going on, and we just have to guess what these guys' final plan is, Darrell.
Well, you know, we recently got an email from somebody pointing out the fact that pornography was being liberally allowed on the internet without any barrier between my request and it showing it. Now, I did a little bit of investigating in this and was shocked that I could go on a website called Spankwire, which I had never heard before until this guy sent this to me, and they show there's over, I think, 100,000 or 200,000 X-rated videos that you can download or put them on your screen immediately. Now, hold on here. If I'm a 12-year-old or 11-year-old kid up in the loft of my house and my parents are sleeping, there was no barrier for these young people to go right into this site, and I'm sure the kids know about this stuff. Now, my point to you is this. What is going on out there? I mean, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to show pornography to children? I mean, where is the morality? What's happened here? I was actually blown out of my socks because I thought it was a mistake at first that somehow I had stumbled. You know, when the guy sent it to me, I said, that can't be right. Can't be true. Well, guess what, Noel? Children as young as your nieces and nephews can go right into this stuff on their net page.
Well, I'll tell you, my niece and nephew are a lot smarter than my parents, and they could find anything. I've seen the young boy maneuvering on going to Google, doing his searches, finding what he wanted. But Darrell, this links back to something that you posted last week on your site about this sex something or other out of Australia, sex messages
yep.
or something. And I mean, I read
yep.
that article you posted, and you talked to me about it privately, and I did go on, I looked at the article where you have 11, 12, 13 and 14 year old girls putting objects in certain places, taking photos taking camera photos on their mobile phones and then sending it out, or having people do other, you know, whether boys and girls do other things, and having videos sent out on the internet or mixed in with the alcohol, and 12, 13, 14 year old girls getting they don't know what in their drunken state, and the videos being posted all over YouTube and whatever. So this bringing pornography down to an art form is similar to communism. It's a Jewish Zionist ideology, or part of an ideology, yep, to bring us down. Remember, we're only cattle. They say it in their book. The Talmud says it, Darrell. The 99.99% of us out there were cattle, were goyim, were nothing.
That's right. Well, but here's the interesting thing. It's very clear that the ownership of these companies, especially the ones on the West Coast where a lot of this stuff is being generated from, in San Fernando Valley, are Jewish-owned businesses. And then the whole distribution system worldwide, especially out of Germany and the West Coast of America, is run by Zionist Jews. So the, and you know, but you've got them involved in white slavery, you've got them in the porn business, you've got them in the drug dealing, you've got them in the extortion rings, you've got them in the pedophilia rings, going to Thailand. And so what my point is that it's about a general destruction of morality across the board. And I got to tell you, you know, I don't go to these kind of sites, so I didn't know what to expect there. And when I got there, I was shocked. I really was. I was shocked, and I figured out that that this might be something else. And what I came up with is this: if they want to shut the internet down or put tighter controls on it, what better way to do that than to spread free access porn all over the sites, all over the internet, and then turn around and outrage parents? So then when they come up with the idea that the internet needs full control, they're not going to get a lot of resistance. What they're going to get is everybody going, yeah, my kid could go to a porn site, and that's ridiculous.
Well, Darrell, is already implemented with the different firewalls. The Australian firewall is quite well known. The name of the sites that are blocked have been published on WikiLeaks. I followed one of the links from the Australian censored, and I ran into the Swiss firewall, and it says Confédération Suisse, the Swiss firewall, and I got off the site. I actually made a mistake. I should have actually printed the page, and I don't remember the site that I got there. But this is exactly what happened in Canada with the hate laws in Canada. You're exactly your point, Darrell. They brought up all the pedophilia and the pornography, and all the parents said, yeah. And then they threw in hate laws against pornography, against bestiality, against this, that, and the other. And right down to the last one was the hate speech. And this is typical, the Jewish or the Canadian version of the ADL pushing for this. And they got the one hate law put in that bill, which makes it illegal for certain Canadian people to talk about gypsies and homosexuals getting burnt in gas chambers.
Well, yeah, but see, now they're attempting to get this through in the United States, and one of the things that Ted Pike has been pointing out is that it is not a law that is equal protection under the law, but rather protects a specific group. So I'm not protected against somebody speaking hatefully about me. But if I'm from the homosexual community, where if I say sodomy is runs afoul of my morality, then all of a sudden I might have hurt some sodomite's feelings, and that makes me liable for up to a $5,000 fine and up to a year and a half, I think it is, in jail. And that's for the first offense. For the second offense, it can be up to 5 years in jail. Now, that's incredible, but it, you know, what happens if you're a Christian? What happens if you're, you know, you've been following the gospel or something, and you believe that, you know, Christ and the teachings of the Christian church are against sodomy, and you speak your Christian beliefs against sodomy, you can be in prison for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, Darrell, you know, I have to say again, you know, just go look at the French Connection, IamTheWitness.com, and there's a video you posted, Darrell, when I was away, which is that black pastor. I can't think of his name at the moment. I've seen him several of his videos, and the guy is good. I like his shows, and his show was about Whitey's angry, Whitey's going to be up in the street, and this is absolutely typical. You know, go to the French Connection, IamTheWitness, and follow new stories every day, and you know, you start to fix up the puzzle a slight bit, and you know, this you can tie in with the pastor's very good speech, I thought it was, Darrell, and he said, Whitey ain't going to take no more of this, Whitey's going to be up in the street. And, you know, if you look at that...
And Mac Daddy, Obama Nation.
Obama Nation, Big Mac Daddy, and he's a homosexual, and he's Barry Sotero. The guy, listen, he has his own audience, he has his own ministry. I've seen several of his videos pop up in the last 6 months, found them interesting, not always my cup of tea, but, you know, I look at it all the same for information. And if you, you know, if you put that, Daryl, into the scenario, so hold on, here you have a pastor that seems to be, you know, knows a bit about what's going on, and he knows they're going to pass a law that will get the majority of white Americans, which is the majority of America, up in arms when they really find out what was going on, and this is the work of the ADL, World Jewry, and the Zionists.
That's right. That is exactly right. And you know, here's the subject I want to move on to here, Noel, with you. Of course, you know, when you start getting good traction out there, and I just called you right before this show and asked you about a new beta search engine that's actually a deep search tool for Microsoft. And when I searched for my name in quotes to find out what kind of numbers I was getting, for the first time, I think I got my cash numbers and all, everything. And it was a numbers, 6.75 million numbers for me on the search. Now, you even got 7.4 million when you did it from Switzerland. My point is this, and that doesn't mean that you know, I'm Mr. Famous Guy or something. My point being is that I by using Google and by using Yahoo, I thought my penetration was a 70, 80, 90,000 for me, because that's the numbers I got back from Google and from Yahoo. Fact is that we've been getting much better penetration over time than we even realized. And the numbers that we're getting inside the statistics may not be full either. You want to explain what your knowledge is of that and what we've really been doing?
Well, no surprises. This beta, Bing is the name of the search engine, Microsoft. I don't trust Microsoft. Not that I don't trust Microsoft, not as much as the Jewish-controlled, Zionist-controlled Google. Microsoft just make buggy software. All their stuff is crap. However, they're trying to bring in new angles into web searching. Now, the way Google works, if you ever type in anything to Google, they have, you know, it's fairly instantaneous. You get the result. Very difficult to find a word that Google doesn't have in its a real word that Google doesn't can't find a reference to. Now, Google works with a network of computer cache servers that distribute the data packets. They have them all over the world. I mean, huge data centers and whatever they build. Google never went into buying mainframe computers. They always bought single PCs to run their software. The PCs can be changed and they're interlocked and they're using their own proprietary system. Now, Google also have a tendency. They've already referenced the internet. They got to billions and billions of pages, and they got them. I don't know what they got for that. So, what they've been doing for the last couple of years is they're archiving the information, so they're kind of burying it, the information. Now, maybe one day they'll have Google Archive where you can actually go in and get all the real stuff, you know, from a particular year, what was the hot things on a particular year. If you do a search, for example, in, you know, 2003 or 9/11, or, you know, what was reported in that particular year, rather than follow-up articles and whatever. So Google have been censoring, and then they have their own filters. Now, if you take a look at somewhere earlier about the filters, country filters, we know Google are working with the Chinese, so are Yahoo, and they're on again, off again, fights and whatever. So they are actively censoring it. Now, is it possible that they're blocking the French Connection, Darrell Bradford Smith, general discussion of Zionism? Absolutely, very possible. Are they doing it? I would say more than likely. Now, I don't know for what keywords that I'm not privy to, but if you look where the new data centers and new headquarters of research are going to be in Herzliya in Israel, and you'll have, you know, a Rothschild-sponsored university for Mossad, you know, next door to them, using the same line and whatever for, and then you have all the internal Shin Bet computer departments. Interesting that we have all these American websites that were hacked on the 4th of July. And of course, the propaganda channel called BBC were saying, it seems to be coming from North Korea. Yeah, I don't think so. North Korea don't have that many pipes of information coming in or out of North Korea. The information with the pipe, the tunnel of data coming in and out is strictly monitored, I'd say, on both ends, not just by the North Koreans. So I don't buy it that the North Koreans had control of several thousand bot computers that attacked all these websites with DDoS attacks, denial of service attacks that brings the server down. Department of Defense, different, they attacked the White House, they went after New York Stock Exchange, and this is why I think it's a cover up, Darren. I'll tell you why. A lot of traffic this weekend, a lot of hacks. Apparently, it's coming out that Goldman Sachs have a specific software that's tied into the New York Stock Exchange that allows them to monitor in real time a couple of microseconds or milliseconds ahead of the competition, so they can actually
incoming orders. That's right,
incoming orders, DPI, deep packet integration. And inspection. So they're allowed. They have a computer system that's able to see what orders are coming in from the other brokerage houses and other online services, what they're selling and what they're buying, and they're reportedly making $100 million a day, having that slight advantage. Now, apparently, one of their 39-year-old Russian guy programmer was arrested over the weekend and not charged, and a lot more going on. I think the thing about the White House and the Department of Defense are being attacked by North Korea is a red herring for the weekend. If there's any truth to the Goldman Sachs story of this internal trading, which I'd absolutely buy into. There's several other articles I was reading there during the week about Goldman Sachs. They've been absolutely part of every down system in banking and the U.S. economy since 1920, just a couple of years after the Federal Reserve. Now,
well, they're part of the original Federal Reserve formation.
Rothschild, yeah, that's exactly what.
But here, yes, they were seeded by Rothschild. Them with the Conlobe banking fortune out of New York was working with their European partners, which that is Oppenheimer and Rothschild. And so, you have to figure Oppenheimer in a lot of this, and you have to figure in Warburg as well. But the principal, of course, is Rothschild, and they set up, and these are the same seed people who got Rockefeller started in his Standard Oil fortune. He's a front man. His money's a front man for the Europeans as well, for the European Zionists. But you're exactly right. And you look at Paulson. Almost everybody that works either Treasury or in the Treasury Department or in the Fed originate from Goldman Sachs. And so we've got Goldman Sachs in both the government side of the equation and the private Federal Reserve equation. So they're working with each other. They're all buddies from working back at the main office of New York.
I'm just reading there. The Treasury Department, Secret Service, Federal Trade Commission, and Transport Department websites were all down at various points over the holiday weekend and into this week, according to officials. This is, Darrell, the banking thing still hasn't been solved. It's getting worse. U.S. unemployment is nearly 20%, 18.6%, according to Shadow Stats, which is a lot closer than what the official numbers are coming out at 9.5%, 9.6%. The pastor said, Whitey's going to get up on the street. Whitey ain't going to take it no more. And, he mightn't be too far from the truth, Darrell. I'm jokingly saying that, but that's the way the guy gives his sermon. I'm not taking the mic out of the pastor. His words should be listened to. And this guy knows that if white America, under the tutelage of white nationalists or not, white extremists controlled by Zionist agents, the CIA or the FBI, I mean, these people have started most of these white nationalist sites. Basically, the sites are set up to get names and emails and get to know you, so they actually, if there's a real white nut job or a black nut job or an Asian nut job signs up in one of these extremist forums, they actually find one. But most of them, from what I've gathered, Darrell, from my research is most of these forums, big white forums, are just honeypots for gathering information on a couple of potential suspects, like the guy that shot that defended himself and shot, ended up shooting three cops. And of course AJ thinks they're blaming him. The ADL are after AJ. Stormfront, big white nationalist forum, say that the guy posted there a couple of times, but they outed him as as there was something odd going on with him as well.
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been caught bankrolling, and they've got a bankroll of tens and tens of millions of dollars. I think it's in the hundreds of millions, actually, $600 million in their accounts. They've been bankrolling the white supremacist groups for a long time, and recent information came out about the Brofman fortune early on in the last century setting up white nationalists and Nazi groups up in Canada. So we know that Nazism across the United States and white nationalism across the United States and Canada are basically the domain of Zionist criminals, and no surprises there. And here's the thing, we have a lot of African-American listeners on the French Connection. We have a lot of Asian. A lot of a lot of people who are from the Indian community and every community. I could care less what your ethnic heritage is, as long as you're a good person. If you care about the world and you want freedom, you're more than welcome in my camp. But the bad side of this all is of course you get Alex Jones playing race a lot. He says he's the big buddy of the Latino community, and then he turns around and he goes on these diatribes that are clearly insulting to Latinos, and it's almost it's incredible. But one of the things I want to bring up here before we go on to the subject that's really going to get your blood boiling, but we'll start out with old Alex to get you warmed up. He was talking with Mike Rivero about Israel. Did you listen to this video with him, Rivero? It was like this guy was squirming. He was like, "Oh, I don't understand why Israel's doing that. It's just hurting its credibility." And oh my, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
did you see the video?
No, as I said, I kept away from the computer. I see we're being attacked there for not posting some guys outside Tony Moore's house or something. I didn't follow too much, because people don't know there's Tony and there's Mickey, his webmaster. There's two different people, and he sent me some. When you use Skype, Darryl, you send a line or two saying something's going on. This guy, when I was on my holiday, sent me pages and pages and pages. I don't know what he was talking about, and I wasn't going to sit down for 20 minutes and read it. And now I see some other guy trying to attack us on absolutely minor. Some guy is in Worcester, Massachusetts, and some guy outside his door. Call the cops. Call somebody. Call your buddies. I don't know what we can do about that. But interesting.
Well, first of all, no, we couldn't. What is there to report? I mean, what am I going to say? There's a stray dog sniffing around my rubbish cans outside, and I think it's associated with the police or something. I mean, a salesman knocked on my door. If it happens to me, where I got an Israeli trying to sell me a photograph of me in my backyard from the air, that's a little bit different than somebody knocking on your neighbor's door. Call the police. What am I going to report that? I'm going to start reporting on the French Connection where somebody's knocking on someone's door? I'd be a laughing stock for such a stupid move.
Well, this is exactly, as I said, I didn't follow it. I was away and I wasn't getting involved in agents outside people's home. But I seem that, someone is using that as an article to try, gain some cookie points and caress his own ego. I'm paying a little attention to this guy. He said he'd have me on the radio show under conditions, and most of the conditions I could meet. But 17 lawsuits, millions and millions of dollars trying to get Barry Sotero's passport and birth cert. How am I supposed to find the birth cert and his parents and grandparents' names and stuff and from one of your guests on the show? Darryl, the person I'm talking about, Mohammed Rafiq. I've spoken to him twice, along with you on doing the show. I don't have his email address, and this is one of the conditions. And then I'm called disingenuous, and besides being called a Rat, a clone, the clone of Darren Bradford Smith, a clown, a lot of baby childish names. And at the end of the article, he finished it, he'd have me on to prove, to see if I was a decent man, but he doubts it. And this is the sort of language of rat, clone, all sorts of egomaniac, getting loose on a keyboard. Merits absolutely zero attention. I had a bit of fun, Darrell, with on the holidays to see. He fell for the bait, but he has, this guy has been bitching about the French Connection and co for several weeks. He's posted, like, I think before this episode, 8 of his 9 blog entries were about bad-mouthing you, and we set a bait for him, and he fell for it, hook, line and sinker. Pete, this guy is a waste of time, not even worth mentioning his name.
But here's the interesting thing. Here's the interesting thing about him. When I was trying to inform people in the Armenian community, this guy trashed me soundly for putting out the story about the Sabotai Sea and about the Young Turks and about Salonika, Greece, and about about Carasso and about all the different parts of that conspiracy, and tried to root people in the Armenian community away from my site, saying that I was working for the government, which is nonsense. And then and he's got some other websites that are actually putting stuff out that, of course, my name isn't Darrell Bradford Smith, which it is. I was born with that name, and I'll go into that for a second, though, for everybody. This is about the fifth or sixth time in the 800 hours I've brought this up. My father's name was Edwin Douglas Smith. That was my father, and my mother was Shirley Mae France, and they gave birth to me in North Carolina, and I have a brother named Scott and a sister. I won't name her name. And the fact of the matter is, my dad was a fighter pilot in the Marine Corps, and I was baptized Catholic at St. Anne's Cathedral in Fall River, Massachusetts. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Baptized Catholic in Fall River, Mass. And the simple truth is that there is absolutely zero connection to my family of any Zionism or any Judaism, and not that that would matter, because we know that some Jews aren't involved in this, and I'll say that 1,000 times. I say it every show. But the fact is, it's a nonsense. And of course, my mother, after my father died, several years after, she remarried. Now, that's what mothers do when they've got three children and she's a widow. I changed my name to my stepfather's name, I had two half brothers, and so that's the story there, and there's really no secret to it. But of course, again, at the urgings of this same cretin, all of a sudden websites are bringing up that my name isn't that, and I'm a Zionist, and they're using this guy, his lies, to substantiate the claims, which is more bullshit. Excuse my expression there. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But the fact is, we keep going back here. Take a look at my work. The work is good. The work is solid. It's sound. It's honest. If it's mistaken, I fix it. I correct it, or I say I got it wrong or something.
As I said, I had a little bit of fun during it. I wasn't online much during the week, but it's just, pointing to Tony Muir's web blog is that was a little bit silly, and it was time for me. It's time to move on, and he can call me, and he was going to kick my Irish ass, and he was going to show me where I was going wrong on the Jewish problem, and which I answered very nicely. Darrell, I said, if you're going to show me where I'm wrong on the Jewish or Zionist issue, I've made mistakes, or I am making mistakes. I'm more than open to be corrected and learned. It's not just a question of being corrected, is of learning. And this all of a sudden now, that's not good enough. So he's not going to kick my Irish ass. So I continue, fighting the way that I can in the limited time that I have. I mean, limited time as work-wise and other responsibilities. And learn as I go along. Share my education. And if I'm wrong, I'll say it and move on with these things have to be researched. We have during the week, Darrell, when I was away, a lot of, a little bit of silence, a lot of you know, a lot of one of our new admins, he's you know, pointing IP addresses of like of different new users coming to the site that come from you know, CIA headquarters in your favorite part of Virginia, in Hendon and Vernon and all these different places. We've had four today try to sign on. Now, people said, you know, there's an AOL hub there. AOL comes up separately in the statistics. You see an AOL spider and different things. So one's was called a very tall guy or something, and you know, there's a lot of interest with Cynthia, a lot of the original information. Remember, Cynthia had been very quiet up until about 2 or 3 months ago when we started to get her on. We did a few shows with her. Twitter's webmaster joined the forums and stuff like that, and we had a lot of direct information on what was going on. I've had the opportunity of talking with Cynthia on Skype over the last either videoing or audioing or typing messages and sending links over the last 2 months. And we also had the effect, the 800 Gorilla article that came out there that we both supported, and the basic
very well done.
Basic gist of the email, and it's a 800 pound gorilla website blog. You can link it from theinfounderground.com. Now, I read the article. I know what was going on with Cynthia, and I didn't say much because the Jews were holding Cynthia. Now, I don't say the Israelis. I don't think there were Muslims or the Arabs were holding Cynthia. I think there were Jews. You know, that the Israeli Navy hijack a boat in international water carrying desperately needed supplies for the poor Holocausted Palestinian population in Gaza. The article was kind of, you know, don't get suckered in with the Free Cynthia movement and whatever, and it was all, you know, stick to what we know, which is the 9/11. Not stick to what we know, stick to what's very provable, what's very obvious, and stay on target, stay on topic was probably more the gist of the email, which I do support, and I support Cynthia, and it's not like sitting on the fence. I didn't say one bad word about Cynthia publicly when she was in Jewish control. I sent her a little congratulations there a few hours ago on her Skype, just to say, you know, well done for getting out of there. I was going to ask her what the Jewish food was like, gefilte fish and masva balls and you know, whatever. I don't know what they were giving her, if they gave her anything, you know, because they usually they treat Palestinians a lot differently. You know, don't give them water and enough water and supplies when they're in prison. From 11,000 Palestinians, and the majority have never been tried in any court. And are still in prison, and young kids, you know, absolutely dreadful conditions. And you had 20 other people on the activists, including a couple of Irish people, a couple of Jews, a couple of Arabic people, two English guys, etc., a couple of Americans, and you know, this is absolutely outrageous. So, I mean, I read it with the forums you said earlier, Darrell, are a buzz at the moment. A lot of people posting. We have a lot of smart people posting. You might agree with everything that's posted. I just can't, because, you know, I don't like some guys post, or I disagree, or I don't have knowledge about, you know, what this guy posted. Should I delete it and ban him? I'm rather saying, maybe what he said is true, maybe it's complete junk, but if I don't know, I have a tendency to let the others figure it out. And there's a good group of guys there that like to disagree and say, no, I don't agree with that, here's another link, try out this, check into this strain of thought, and you get down to, you know, whether you're talking about, you know, Karl Marx, communism, Zionism, the Bolshevik Revolution, the banking system, whatever, and there's a lot of cross-referencing and people adding to the puzzle, which is good. So the forums, I'm glad they're going. We're up to six now, six or seven admins. We've one very busy guy who's doing a lot of the deleting. We've been having a few email problems. We've not been informed of all the new members. We're not exactly sure what's going on. Some bug somewhere. We're trying to find out where it is. So if you do get an email from the forum saying you've become a member and you don't get activated, just reply to the email and we'll do it manually. But do respond to it manually if you haven't heard within a couple of hours. Say 8 hours would probably be maximum. So just say,
well, you know, the other thing is, I mean, let's talk popularity here, and you know, when wake up from your slumber went down. And that was a very important blogging site, and it worked very well for a long time. A lot of good discussions came out of that forum. Your forum has been growing. About a month and a half, two months ago, you were at 280,000, and now you're at 180,000 on Alexa, which I don't trust for anything. I think you're probably even larger than that. What it's pointing to is that that people are going there and trusting what they're finding and returning. You see, you don't go down by 30% plus. In a month and a half, if people are finding your site to be a load of nonsense. What they're finding instead is that the work being done there and the conversations and discussions are timely and they're important. So this is a credit to the people doing the work there, and it is TIU. It's your baby. Congratulations on that, Noel. You deserve the credit.
Darren, it's an open forum. It's not not the biggest. I might have got a post very often, welcome new members and stuff. I'm not the one doing a lot of the research. And there's been in recent months some guys actually that you've linked to, whether it's on 9/11 or on different issues.
Yep.
Monkey See, Monkey Do, Crack Smoking Republican, that are two of the users there. Lindsay has posted a couple of articles, and some been good people that have actually analysed certain situations that we can absolutely refute, and we can absolutely say that Mossad was involved in 9/11. It was pre-staged event prior to this war for Israel in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're still getting all their drugs out of there, and war is good business for these people, and they're involved. And the Jewish money men are lending money to both sides and keeping this forever and ever. Now, there's another thing I was thinking about today, and I want to mention it. The Middle East. We had Cynthia. I maybe haven't fully addressed. I support Cynthia going there, and I wasn't going to say a bad word about her when she was imprisoned by the Jews. However, another reason was I've interviewed now Cynthia three times. Cynthia has spoken to me several times. She knows what I'm looking for: more concrete evidence, names and stuff that concern 9/11. She knows exactly.
Yep.
She's also a politician. I understand that. And I'm not going to be like this other guy that we're, sticking the knife in Cynthia's back. Because this guy this other blogger, there's nobody that's saying this. And this is absolutely not true. This guy is not part of any private conversations I've had with Cynthia and other people that would know us. And Cynthia knows exactly what I want to know. Now, Cynthia's also a politician. She's not going to I'm learning. She's not going to spill the beans in one show. Plus, she's going to run in 2010. She's a very smart lady, and we could do with the likes of her in Congress if we could get another couple of hundred, just slightly over half, that we could put in prison the rest of them, pass some law and arrest these people immediately, Federal Reserve, Treasury, the whole lot of them. But, she has her agenda. I'm looking for truth. I said in the last show or two, I didn't plan on doing, 100, 200 shows. Are you up to 1,000 shows? I'm sure you weren't planning on doing that when you started. I'd love if the Zionists didn't control the planet, but they do. Working now, Darren. We've got our side projects going on. Myself and yourself are doing a lot of research into the Lisbon 2 Treaty in Ireland, which is on the 2nd of October.
Very important. Yep.
Very important. I mean, we discussed that nearly on a daily basis, and I've been in contact with a few Irish groups. Left a couple of messages today, and have to send a few emails to groups that are going against the treaty. Talking to my family, which is five no votes, and they can't believe. My sister said it best. She said, I can't believe the cheek of these people. We said no. And
yes.
That's
the whole point, though, Noel, that these people have such a they're the nerviest group. They're unbelievable. But what they're going to try to do this time, they're going to try to say to Ireland, look, you're in a big pit right now. Your whole economy is tanked. And we're not going to come to your aid if you don't vote yes. That's what they're going to imply. They're not going to say it outright, because that will just make everybody mad and they'll lose the vote. What they're going to imply is that if you vote yes for this, we'll help you out. If you don't, you're on your own. And they're going to try to scare the Irish into a yes vote.
Well, Dad, you know, where did the money come from the 1.8 million brochures that they're going to deliver? I'm sure Sarkozy was and Merkel were very, favourable to that. So, I mean, every household in Ireland is going to receive a brochure. And they did the last time as well, Darrell, a 13 or 14-page
yep.
brochure. My family read it and they said, you know what? No, I said, what? We don't understand what they're saying. And I said, there you... Because my sister and her husband were going to vote yes for separate reasons. My sister thought it would be a good idea until she read the pamphlet, didn't understand it, was still going to vote yes, and then I explained to her why she shouldn't, and she she changed her vote and voted no. Now her husband's slightly different. The reason he wouldn't vote no is because the only party, you know, this fringe party growing over the last few years, political Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams, his party come out for a no vote, and my brother-in-law wouldn't vote for Sinn Féin. His own politics, I won't get into that, it's his own politics. But I explained to him it's not about Sinn Féin. I said the next time around Sinn Féin will probably embrace it. The Sinn
Ah.
are a bunch of politicians. Now, we also know...
Well, the dealings I had with Sinn Féin, and I was talking to the leadership of Sinn Féin, and you, I kept you abreast of what was going on.
Absolutely.
And these people were not on the level with what they were saying, and you know it.
Common purpose. We know with the conversation, Darrell, you brought up common purpose. These people are working with common purpose. Now, if you look back at the very early... during the hunger strikes in the H block, when a lot of brave Irishmen starved for a point.
Bobby Seale and the rest,
Bobby Sands and the rest, yeah.
Bobby Sands, I mean, yeah.
Bobby Sands. Now, at that particular time, at the very end of that, when Maggie eventually kind of half gave in and half didn't, political Sinn Féin really took off. Now, if you look at the archives, which I have, the leaders they had at that time, forgive me, Darrell, I'm a little bit tired, I can't think of all the names, Gerry Adams, Martin McGuinness, and there's a female, I can't think of her name. Off the top of my head. Now, they openly admitted that when they had all the focus on them, they had no... they didn't know what a political party was. And these people have been guided by the likes of Common Purpose, which most people in Ireland don't have a clue about. Darrell, I think you better...
Yep.
I know you put up a refresher on your site there. You probably need a little section there, a little British-Irish, shake your neck in this direction for a while and you'll smell the coffee on your website. Or come on, we post it on our forums. These people are in the police, they're in the judicial system, in the teaching profession. They are taking off on free paid excursions to be indoctrinated into how to run the new leadership if society breaks down. Sounds a little
outside bit like of a democratic system, that's right, where the people don't have a say.
Absolutely. I mean, you've interviewed, I know you've spoken privately with this guy doing this research out of the UK, and people need to be more aware of that. We need more people with eyes on the ground that are actually in the UK and Ireland that can see common purpose in action, and these people are now...
Well, we do have a couple of people, and what they've come back with is these people are very powerful, and even with the reports coming in, they don't want to speak too loudly because these people do have power that is being wielded both in Ireland and across the British Isles, but it's also in Australia. It's also in America, Canada, New Zealand. I mean, we've got this stuff everywhere. But the Communist Party, CP, a Common Purpose, CP, their banners are red. They're indoctrinating leadership and giving them special favors. And then now they're telling them that when things get out of control, it's going to be up to you to take charge. And it's called leadership beyond the democratic process, which means we're going to get rid of consensus and you're going to be in charge. And that they're taking money from the public purse, and it's all a setup. It's like the new Freemasons. It really is the follow-on to the control that the Freemasons had under the Zionist control.
Yeah. Well, I see it as it's one of these. They're not going. They're ordinary people in this group, but there seems to be a lot of teachers and police and judges and lawyers. They come up with these little sect-like creations to see which one works. You have the Scientologists, which seems more ridiculous nonsense, and and you know, to get a couple of Hollywood stars up on Zionist Talmud vision, and people will convert. They basically want people to convert. They want to know where what everyone is up to. Basically, Darren, the bottom line is they don't want individual thought. They don't want people to think for themselves. You're part of a group, part of a mindset, or you're watching Talmud vision and you're absorbing, you know, MTV and eating a big bucket of popcorn. I was reading there another world record there on the 4th of July, an American guy became world champion again. And this guy has had a on again, off again. He's either first or second in the last 10 years with this Japanese lady at eating the most hot dogs. This guy ate 76.5 hot dogs in 10 minutes, or 76, and the Japanese lady ate 74.5, and that was over mainstream media. 4th of July, and I said, yeah, that's where we're going. That gets on mainstream. But yet, you know, the piracy in international waters, or you know, comments by this absolute scumbag Ariel Atias, who is the housing minister in Israel, and he said we have to be very careful about the spread of Arabs in Jewish lands. He said no more building permits. No, we have to treat these people like the cattle that they are. They should be rounded up. You know, that doesn't get covered. But some, or I was reading a report, 26 of the states people have put on more weight. I mean, percentage gains in the gross population of, you know, 26 states, and this is continuing on. You know, watching the TV, eating the popcorn, you know, eating all this MSG and all this crap, not eating organic, not growing your own stuff, not shopping around. Now, I'm not saying financially a lot of people say, yeah, yes, okay, you can do it. I'm not criticizing openly everyone that can't, that, you know, run on a very low budget, Darrell. I'm not complaining about these people that are forced into it. But these are the first people that are forced into anything. But this is part of the modus operandi, the MO of these people. It's exactly how to do it. Break society into sections. Get them fighting among themselves. I'm not going to get into the whites against black. I think both the whites and the blacks should look about who's really pulling the strings, and they'll find out it's Zionism.
Well, you know, I got to say, I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody who doesn't know that now, who's involved in the alternative movement, is absolute suspect. But here's what we've been able to force by our research. You know, being the tip of this research spear as we've been, we're forcing people like Alex Jones to come out with the truth. The guy is reluctant to go there, but you know what? If he doesn't go there, he's gonna get called out as a shill that he is. So he's only protecting his own rear end. Somebody I put up on the site yesterday. He's got, I think it was 16 advertisers on his site, which is the bulk of the people who give him money, are all Jewish. Now, that in itself doesn't set them up as being criminals, but what it does say to me is that the majority, this 2% population in America of Jews, and 95% of Alex Jones' advertisers are Jewish.
Well, Darrell,
is that a coincidence? Come on.
Darrell, one of the first things I learned when I started looking into these issues was the historical methods of how the Jews, the Zionists took over the mainstream media, where they would supply all the advertisers, and then when the guys got hooked on this advertisement, they'd pull the advertisement, the papers would go under if they didn't go along with what these people wanted, and they're out of business. So this is going to happen to AJ, it's obvious. I mean, this is tried and tested method. This is anyone could research the methods of how the Zionist Jews have taken over all the mainstream newspapers. I mean, you have Murdoch here, this little Zionist scumbag, whether he's Jewish or not is immaterial to me. He's a Zionist. He supports capital in Jerusalem. He supports the building of the wall. He gives us money, and he's over there on his charity. In his newspapers, Time Magazine, Times, the News of the World, the latest scandal, they've been hiring investigators to break into the voicemails and the text mailboxes of over 3,000 well-known celebrities in the UK, including Prime Minister Prescott. He's up in arms about it today. These people are, you know, absolutely all over the place. It's quite obvious. Now, the other day in the Times, the reported, Financial Times, sorry, the report reported that Saudi gave Israel the nod that they could fly over their country, and so did Kuwait, if they wanted to attack Iran. Now, this story isn't founded anywhere. This is completely made up by one of the biggest newspapers, apparently, around, that you know, that you can trust, absolutely in the pockets of these people, and you can't believe a bloody word that they say. It's amazing. And they reported that, you know, Saudi and Kuwait give the nod to Israel to attack Iran, this, you know, over the holiday weekend, and so all the papers are compromised, and they're afraid of us, the bloggers, the people on the internet that say, well, hold on, well, no, that doesn't work, no, I don't believe that, and I know that's more BS, and that one I've looked into, that's more BS, and then people are turning away. Look at all these newspaper Daryl, they're all going to be within five years electronic based. There'll be no one printing any paper, no one will buy the junk. You'll be very selective about your information. Now this leads on to AJ. That post you were talking about is posted on our forums, theinfounderground.com, Alex Jones's advertiser. Now, I don't know whether it's 100% legit or 99%. Seems fairly legit. I haven't seen a couple of debate going on about certain people on the list of 16, maybe.
Yeah, Harris, and one other bit, yeah.
Well, it was Harris, one of the shooters at the school and stuff. I thought that was and he was Jewish.
Yeah, but you know, the woman Harris in the election for George Bush was Jewish. That woman in Florida, she was a Jew.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are minor debates, but it's good that these things are checked, double-checked, and triple-checked. Now, AJ is definitely a classic situation, Daryl, and, you know, whatever you think of me or yourself, I mean, if you have so much of your advertisement coming from one section of society, do you think that it's normal that they could pull a few strings, pull a few stories, you know, add in a few, you know, he just got his money bombed, $350,000. Now, how do we know that their mom and pops, you know, throwing in $5 here and $10 here? How do we know it's not some of his advertising guys throwing in $50,000 here, $20,000 there, and saying, you know, there you go, AJ, don't forget me, I'll be looking for this, I'll be looking for payment.
Well, let's put this in perspective. By Alexa's own numbers, he's only 10 times larger than me, Noel. And the fact of the matter is 10 or 11 times larger. So let's take the money bomb at $350,000. So 10 times that, divide by 10, I should be able to raise by asking for $35,000. Fact of the matter is I haven't received $300,000 in the last 2 months. So, no, I haven't. It's been 8 weeks. But the fact is 7 weeks. But the fact is, my point is this: where the heck? Who's giving him all this bloody money? He doesn't have numbers 1,000 times bigger than me. Who is giving this criminal all this money?
Well, you know, the guys are going to have to look into that. I think it's, you know, very skeptical. You know, 350 raised very, very quickly. I think he got $200,000 last year, these money bombs. I'm not going to say AJ produced it now. I'm not saying that. But, you know, it leaves, it's very possible that some of his big Jewish advertisers also chipped in. And, you know, these guys aren't going to chip in money if they're not going to get something out of it. You know, that's, you're not going to advertise unless there's an agenda either to, you know, have AJ controlled or, you know, selling Berkey lights. How many are they going to sell? You know, I don't know, Daryl, all their different, a lot of their products they seem to be selling as garbage. They seem to be, tasting or tempering to the alternative media. You know, why do all the alternative media, all the Berkey lights, and yet when you go on CNN, or they're not selling Berkey lights. I mean, if Berkey lights were so good, why don't they filter salt water? You know, they filter everything. They filter mercury and this and that and whatever. Why don't they filter salt water?
Well, salt has to be precipitated. But here's the thing about it, okay? I've always said that I wouldn't put ads up, and I've always stuck to it. I've tried to keep this website, IamTheWitness.com, clean. I don't take sponsorship, banner ads, any of that stuff. And the simple fact is I don't want to be beholden to anybody who might come later and try to manipulate what I'm trying to put out there. This is a gift I'm trying to give to the world in posterity that at some point everybody's going to realize, you know, this website has been a pure play, and we get back to that idea of pure play, and I want to finish this program up with that idea. You know, the 800-pound gorilla was right, and I do want to say the issues that were brought up in Cynthia McKinney were certainly good for our side, because they brought attention to the cretins that run Israel and the heartless people who are living there that said nothing about what they were doing, and the control America has by the Zionist Jews by not even putting it into the press. That is all to our good. However, the stuff we need to keep pounding and pounding away at is the simple fact that 9/11 is an absolute 100% inside job by Zionist Mossad and their agents in America, and that is an outrage that everybody in the world witnessed, and we need to keep pounding away at that fact. And there are some other things that are going on, including the USS Liberty. I think it's a wonderful way of bringing people into this information, because we've got these two subjects sussed out completely. And basically what we need to keep doing is finding new adherence to the truth. And, of course, there are issues that come up, like the taking of that boat, and we need to report that as well. But we want to be the pure play. We want to be the people who bring the right stuff to people so that they can go and show it to other people. And it's never been about hate with either yourself or me, Noel. I can't remember a single conversation we've ever had, either privately or on air, where you reacted in a hateful fashion toward anybody except criminals. I'm going to say that with absolute surety.
And some local French drivers, Darren, but that's a very personal issue.
Well, anybody who's driven in France can understand that.
Darren, if I may, you posted on we posted on the site there, President Barry Sotero of Israel, a very good video of President Sotero giving a speech to AIPAC. Now, that was an actual two-part video clip that I found on our towels that I shipped over to you. Now, if you don't mind, I have another clip. It's only about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'd like people to take into consideration that the current president is working for Zionism. He's working for the good of Israel, not of America. We didn't barely discussed financing tonight, Darren, which is a huge thing, foreclosures, unemployment, and whatever. So I'd like us to listen, Darren, to a couple of seconds, about 2 minutes of a video where Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Sotero, is giving a speech to AIPAC, which is this criminal outfit out of the US that are pro-Israel, Israeli forcers, and down with America. And I'm going to play it, Darren. I'll get this microphone near you, Darren. You should be able to hear it.
Okay.
Okay, American Israeli public.
Isolate Hamas unless and until they renounce terrorism, recognize Israel's right to exist, and abide by past agreements. There is no room at the negotiating table for terrorist organizations. That is why I opposed holding elections in 2006 with Hamas on the ballot. The Israelis and the Palestinian Authority warned us at the time against holding these elections. But this administration pressed ahead, and the result is a Gaza controlled by Hamas, with rockets raining down on Israel. Egypt must cut off the smuggling of weapons into Gaza. Any agreement with the Palestinian people must preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish state with secure, recognized, defensible borders. And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided. Our alliance is based on shared interests and shared values. Those who threaten Israel threaten us. Israel has always faced these threats on the front lines. And I will bring to the White House an unshakable commitment to Israel's security. That starts with ensuring Israel's qualitative military advantage. I will ensure that Israel can defend itself from any threat, from Gaza to Tehran. Defense cooperation Defense cooperation between the United States and Israel is a model of success, and it must be deepened. As president, I will implement a memorandum of understanding that provides $30 billion in assistance to Israel over the next decade, investments to Israel's security that will not be tied to any other nation. Going forward, we can enhance our cooperation on missile defense. We should export military equipment to our ally Israel under the same guidelines as NATO. And I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself in the United Nations and around the world.
Well, I think you get this.
Basically, he has just said that he's the president of Israel.
Well, that's who I thought he was. That's only 2008, prior to being selected. And people, we need to fight these people on all fronts. There's no point in Bush and Cheney and all these guys. They're all puppets. They're only, they do have a puppet master, and these are the people that we really need to get. All of these people, whether we get his passport or not, and then we can prove that the laws that he signed are all illegal, and ship him off to Kenya or to Trinidad or wherever he wants to go to, or just arrest him and try him for treason, knowingly, disrupting the American economy. Darren, the news I'm reading is absolutely shocking. California, no one wants their IOUs. What's going to happen next Monday? The big banks don't want it. It's the same big banks that got us in this big mess. They were giving out all this free money over the tens of years that are now going to step away from California. And this goes back to our pastor, the black pastor, saying Whitey's going to be up in the street in arms. He's not going to take it no more. So there, we're living in interesting times. I'm seeing September, reading a lot about September is going to be the month financially. Iran, more wars for that terrorist state of Israel.
And I think they're going to release that H1N1 virus, or the Zio swine lab flu is going to make a revisit for everybody, I think.
Well, Darrell, they have so many possibilities, they control the media, they control the banking system. As far as I see it, for the American people, you might have been suckered into borrowing all this money. They're going to have to knuckle down, Darrell, like the people of Ireland. Now, the people of Ireland are under absolutely, from the ones I'm speaking to, and I'm not just talking about my own family, I do speak to quite a few other Irish people, they're under no illusions that, they might be under a few illusions how long this is going to last. Now, I've been telling this is going to last a generation. We're going to pay back for a few greedy bankers in Ireland, Bank of Ireland, Allied Irish Banks, Anglo-Irish banks, nationwide, and all these criminals, not one of them, Darrell, has been arrested. Not one. It's insane. All the Jewish bankers, and not one. We've Bernie Madoff, is anyone saying, he said, listen, I did it, just put me in prison. We've had trillions evaporated last year, 40% of the world's savings evaporated. Plus ou moins, Darrell, plus ou moins, around the world. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars, and we see no arrests. There's something seriously wrong, and it's not...
Well, they're the solution to that, Noel, I want to say, is that we forgive all debt, public and private, immediately as of tomorrow, and that that these people are put out of business, that the debts that are owed to them are null and void, and then we seek out our military to take action and recuperate and recover all of the things that they've taken. That means their holdings, their gold, their assets, their cars, their toupees. It doesn't matter. Their socks, their underwear drawer, it doesn't matter. Everything comes back and gets sold off and redistributed back to the people it was stolen from. And we could do that in the blink of an eye. All we need is consensus. And that's part of our job, is to start building consensus around how we can get out of this mess. And the financial system that's been created by these criminals is only in benefit of these criminals, and it doesn't ever benefit us. So why do we want to keep something that has no benefit to us? And so what we need to do is get rid of it completely. Say it's a passe system, it's a criminal system, it doesn't work for us, we should get rid of it and arrest the people who stole from us.
So let's start with one of the first ones, the DL. I don't like to call them the Anti-Defamation League, because they are the Defamation League. I was wondering if they'd come up and have anything on their side about, you know, the Israeli pirates that stopped all these urgently needed medical supplies going into Gaza. Now, I just wanted to bring up this other knucklehead blogger who's talking about me, doesn't know me. Now, what he doesn't know about me is I grew up in the Troubles in Ireland. I remember very, very distinctly, I was very much aware of problems in Northern Ireland between what we perceived, Darla, as the British in Northern Ireland, you know, arresting the Catholics and you know, murdering them, infiltrating the Catholic groups, being actively members of the Protestant military organizations, COPs, and I mean, it's documented. You can go, I could, we could go on for about that for an hour. That we, as the Irish people, have made a mistake over the centuries, going, you know, Cromwell going back, that it wasn't the maybe the will of the English people, not the Scottish or the Welsh, but what we didn't see was the Jewish money that came out of the city of London, which is, you know, the Jerusalem of the financial world, which is the city of London, the square mile.
Yep.
And that a lot of these crimes, a lot of Irish people are waking up to the fact that, you know, British, you know, British is already Scotch, Welsh, English. So when you say British, that doesn't mean any sense. And then, you know, you get tied into the royal family. And then you look into, you know, the crown. And then you see what the crown is. The crown is, you have a Lord Mayor of the City of London that represents 12 Jewish bankers from the City of London. You can check into that. There's lots of documentaries out there. And these were the people that were actually implementing destroy and kill policies in Ireland, but we blame the British. Now, I'm not saying that certain British were no part of it, absolutely not, Darl, but the people pulling the strings over the century was through Jewish money, and that's what's happening in Ireland. Now, when I was growing up, I was very, very well aware of what was happening in Gaza as well. I didn't understand why the Israelis and the Jews were so you know, so hard on the Palestinians, because, you know, they were always feeling us, you know, the Israelis had to go to war, preemptive war against their neighbors, you know, in 73 and the Yom Kippur War and this. I remember hearing about it but not understanding what it was all about. You know, it was played out, they had to do it, so they, you know, then they attack again, and, you know, a couple of years ago in 06 they bombed the crap out of Lebanon. And, you know, they didn't beat Hezbollah there. And then you see, you know, you relate that back to what happened in Ireland over the centuries, and you see this hidden hand of Zionism, which is current day Zionism, Jewish money influencing, you know, British politics. And then you look into British politics, the House of Lords, full of Jews. I mean, there's a whole, I mean, they're looking into who's running their banking system, the Bank of England, King, Mervyn King. He's Jewish, and it goes down, it goes
and up. Mendelssohn back over and over again, even after he's been caught with every other. I mean, this guy is the most corrupt politician in Europe, and he's been put back into power by Rothschild.
I think he's a middleman, Darrell, between the Jews and the British, and they're trying to get rid of him. It's like Sarkozy, this other Jewish guy in France. Jacques Chirac had him in a couple of posts, interior minister, and all of this. I mean, these two hated each other. But this is the power.
So they said.
I would say there's something to it, and it was the power of Zionism in France, Darrell, that gave Chirac no. They warned Chirac. Remember, you stole all the money we gave you when you were mayor of Paris. Remember that story? He's been going around for years. The scandals going around.
Yeah.
And he was told, listen, we'll give receipts and we'll give the full story to Le Monde and to all our other Jewish-owned newspapers. If you don't cooperate, you need to take this little midget on and give him a good post and just shut up and let him do. And that's, look where he is, Sarkozy. Now he's the president of another sub country of Israel. and they're implementing, they have all these other pedophile green ministers that openly talk on French television about disgusting things with children, and when it's brought up a few years later, the guy is talked off the show. This is the power of these people. Lot to do, Darryl.
Well, there is a lot to do, and I want to say to you that it's nice to have you back, Noel. We're not always energetic about everything we do because we gotta rise to the occasion. But it's great to have you back in top form, my friend.
Well, I was a little bit tired coming in, Darryl. I just got my second wind there as we got in. I could go on and do another little bit, but I think I'll stop and get a bite to eat, go walk my dogs, and go do a little bit of reading later on.
Well, I want to thank you again for your participation here on the French Connection, and your website is TIU, to the Information Underground, and it is a fantastic forum and discussion place and information place, and I urge everyone to pony up their time and their effort to get over there and take a look at what's been discussed. And for the rest of you, IamTheWitness.com is the website. We are working overtime to get this information in the hands of the right people, and that is you, the listener. So until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Darryl Bradford Smith telling all of you, take care of your families, please, and be well. Bye-bye now.